falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. The best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. No, no. In his arms can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me, brother. Come on, say it.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. 52
weeks of love. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm blessed, man of God. How are you?
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Blessed. Blessed, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, you played that song. I just love it. I love the music. Oh, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. I have to praise God for a second. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I praise you today, Jesus. I praise your name today, Jesus. I praise your name this day, Jesus. We praise your name, Father. This is a day that you have made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I just praise your name. Lord, I worship you. I worship your name, Jesus. Because I've fallen in love with you. And it's the best thing that I could have ever done. I've fallen in love with Jesus. And it's the best thing that I could have ever done. When we fall in love with Jesus, y'all, the best thing we could ever done. Because he loved us first. Let us love God. Let us worship him. Let us magnify his name. Let us glorify his name. Let us lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. God has been so good to us. Lift him up. Come on and lift him up. If I don't say nothing else today on this line, but lift him up. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus. I've been walking through my den, walking through here praying and lifting my hands to Jesus. Because when you lift your hand to Jesus, that's me. We are surrendering to him. When you lift your hand, we are surrendering to Jesus. We are surrendering to him. I give my all to him. Because he's the source of my entire life. He's everything to me. He's my all in all. He's my rock, my soul, and my shield. I lift up my eyes unto the hill. Hallelujah, Jesus. From whence cometh my help. Hallelujah, Jesus. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I got to praise him. I got to praise him. We need to praise him wherever, whenever. When you get up in the morning, you give God a praise. Noontime, give him a praise. At night, give him a praise. He deserves our praise. I say he deserves our praise. He deserves the highest praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the highest praise is hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And it's the best thing that could have ever happened to us. The best thing. I'm in love with Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I'm in love with Jesus. If you're in love with Jesus, you need to lift your hands. I don't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. Say, I'm in love with Jesus. Say it. Say, I'm in love with Jesus. Come on. Come on. Lift your hand. Lift your hand towards heaven. Lift your hand towards heaven. And give God a hand clap of praise. I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I'm out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. We're in 52 weeks of love. That's week 17. Praise God. We're in week 17. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, amen. And his mercy is everlasting. God is so good. And his mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know what? Those on the platform, there are ways. Wherever you may be, I want to say to you today, there are so many ways in the Word of God that God loves us. There are so many ways in the Bible that God loves us. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. But I would like to give you seven ways that he loves us. Amen. Number one, God loves us with atoning love. Atoning love. He atoned for our sin. Thank you, Jesus. Number two, God loves us with calling love. Called us out of darkness and he translated us into his marvelous light. Amen. And number three, God loves us with redeeming love. Galatians 3:13 says we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. And number four, God loves us with justifying love. And number five, God loves us with adopting love. Do y'all know we've been adopted into God, the royal family of God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And number six, God loves us with sanctifying love. Thank you, Lord. And number seven, God loves us with glorifying love. God loves us, y'all. He loves us, he loves us, he loves us, he loves us. And the song just said that we are falling in love with Jesus. It is the best thing that we could have ever done. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I got tears running down my eyes. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to you, Jesus. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the word today. That this word will go forth and it will not turn back unto you, boy. But it's going to accomplish that which pleases you. Hallelujah. And it's going to prosper to where it is sent. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Those that have their Bibles, will you turn with me to the book according to the Gospel of John. And I'll be reading John 3:16 out of the Amplified Bible. Amen. And it reads, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten son so that whosoever believed and trusted in him, hallelujah, as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life. I've always heard the man of God use that word when he say shall and will is a promise. God promised us, y'all, that if we believe, not perish, but have eternal life. And I thank you today, God, for eternal life. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I want to be ministering to you today. For of John 3:16. And I want to use for our topic today from that verse. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. How many of y'all out there believe in the Lord? Lift your hands. I can't see you, but I see you in the spirit. Lift your hands, because I got both of my hands lifted right now. I believe in the Lord, because he said, believe in him, and we should not perish, but have everlasting life, or eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Saints of God. The word believe, I want y'all to hear this about the believe. The word believe means to have a firm, a wholehearted religious conviction or persuasion. Did y'all get that? To regard the existence of God as a fact. Wesper said, Wesper has words in this definition that stands out to me, and I hope it stands out to you too. It stands out firm, wholehearted, persuasion, can't be moved, fully persuaded, believe with all our heart. It's in his word, y'all. 1 John 3:23 says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as God gave us commandment. Did y'all get that? Hallelujah, Jesus. How do we define love? Thank you, Jesus. How do we define love? I'm talking about the God kind of love, the agape love, the agape love between God and man. One word, y'all. God says, and 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God is love. Thank you, Lord God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Thank you, Jesus. His love was manifested or shown when he sent his only one and begotten son into this world to die for us, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. For John 4:16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, y'all. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Did y'all hear that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. God is always, this that this saints of God. God is always thinking about us. He always had us on his mind. People say, when they want to sound real spiritual, I want y'all to get this. People say, when they want to sound real spiritual, it's not about us. It's about Jesus. Then why would God, who is love, send his only one and begotten son into this sinful world? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And just because it's all about him. When is it not about us? When the Lord used us in his service, and we get in pride, hey, Jesus, and think we're the one who did it, that's when it's not about us. Did y'all get that? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your love today, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Beloved, saints of God, people of God, those on the platform nowadays, or wherever you may be, you listen to me right now. But listen at this. Beloved, let's not talk about this love that God has for us. Let me say that again. Beloved, let's talk about this love that God has for us and what he did about his love for us. Amen? He loved us first. Did you get that? Did y'all get that? I think God loved us first. I hope y'all got that. He loved us first. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me first. God, I believe. I knew he had created us in his image and after his likeness. Thank you, Jesus, that we are created in God's image and in his likeness. Thank you, Father. And when Adam and Eve, y'all heard the story about Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, hey, Jesus, he did not see it at the end. Oh, no. He loved us, and that could not be the end. Jesus came because of this great love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Jesus came because of this great love that he has for us. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, you can write it down and let the man of God use the same or say, read it in your study time. Read it later. Read the whole chapter. But God commended his love towards us. And one translation said, he shows his love towards us. And one translation said, he demonstrated his love towards us. That's why we were yet sinners, y'all. Yet sinners. Yet sinners. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. He died for us. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for dying for us. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. I thank you. I thank you today. Then, oh, Shandidio, Candidio, Sidio, Kosha. Eyandidio, Candidio, Mosidio, Kanaba, Shandana, Mosha. Eyandidio, Koshidia, Bashanda. Listen, saints of God. Listen. God was showing us his love while we were yet sinners. How awesome. Let me read that again. Listen, saints of God. Listen. Listen. I hope you listen to me today. God was showing us his love while we were yet sinners. S-I-N-N-E-R-S. Sinners. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody out there today need to know that Jesus loves you. I said somebody out there today, this is about me by our way, need to know that Jesus loves you. He loves y'all. He loves us all. He loves us all. What a mighty God. What an awesome God who did what he did. An awesome God loves us so much, y'all. Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. For loving us so much. You sent your one and only Son into this world to die for us, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise your name today, Jesus. Listen at this, saints of God. The Lord loved us so much that he was obedient to his Father. I'll get that. The Lord loved us so much. Hallelujah, Jesus. that he was obedient to his Father to come to earth and put on flesh and dwell here. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. When the angel spoke to Mary, y'all got to get this. When the angel spoke to Mary and told her she would break the Son of God into this world, she said, be it unto me according to thy word. She believed. Did y'all get that? She believed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, 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 Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, Shandidio Conchandabasha. Yandidio Conchandidio Moshanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. And yes to your ways, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Saints of God. Let's look, saints of God, let's look what happened when love came down. The man that was lame and had no one to put him in the pool of Bethesda, y'all remember that? When the angels troubled the water, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus stopped by all his way from Jerusalem, hallelujah, Jesus, and asked the man a question. Do you believe? Do you want to be well? And the man answered Jesus a question with a question. He said, I have no one to put me in the pool. But as I looked at this man laying there for 38 long years, I said, you could have pushed, you could have moved. I was something you could have did to get in that water. I would have had somebody to throw me in the water. But he said, I had no one to put me in the water. And the angel would come down once a year and trouble the water. And you laid there for 38 years, and you said you had no one to put you in the pool. Jesus. Did y'all hear that? 38 years until Jesus came along. And Jesus told him, take up your bed, your mat, and walk. Did y'all get that? Take up your bed and walk. Believe in the Lord today. Believe in the Lord today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but believe in the Lord today. Believe in the Lord today. Hallelujah. When Paul and Silas was in the prison and had prayed and sang praises and hymns unto God, the prisoner heard them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the keeper of the prison thought they had escaped. Lord, thank you, Father. When the jail doors opened and at 16 and 30 and brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? Somebody out there not listening at me, you need to ask Jesus, what must you do to be saved? Go ahead on and ask him, what must I do to be saved? Ask him. If you're not saved, ask Jesus, what must I do to be saved? Go ahead on and ask him, what must I do to be saved? In verse 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you got to do. When you ask God, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall be saved. Shall is a promise. You shall be saved. And your whole house. When I pray for my household, my family, I say, Lord, save my brother, save my son, save my niece, save my sister. You said you would save my whole household. And I know he will. God what he said he'll do. He'll save your whole household. He made a believer out of the man. And he made a believer out of me. I am a believer. Hey, somebody. God made a believer out of me. And I'm sure he made one out of you. I said if I was not saved, I'd get saved all over again. But I'm saved. I'm sanctified. And I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I am a believer. I believe. In my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength, I believe. He made a believer out of him. He made one out of me, and I know he made one out of you. So what I want to say to you, believe. Go ahead on and believe. Just believe. Believe. Somebody needs to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Kandio Shanda. Kandio Shidio Bo Shandia Kanshada Basha. Yes, Lord. I want y'all to hear this. We must believe. We must believe. We got to believe. We shall believe. Look at Hebrews 11, chapter verse 6. It said, but without faith. But without faith, hallelujah, Jesus, it is impossible to please God. Oh, thank you, Father. So this telling me right here, we got to have faith. We need faith in order to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Listen at this, people of God, those on the platform, their ways, and around the world. We must believe, y'all. We must believe. We must believe. Believe what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. According to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let me read that again. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, so you must do something with your mouth. You must confess with what? Your mouth. And believe what? In your heart. That God has raised Jesus from the dead, and he said, you shall be saved. And look at verse 10. For with the heart, man believing unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So you got to do something with your mouth. You must confess with your mouth. You must say something. Say it with your mouth. If I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he said, I shall be saved. For with the heart, man, believing unto righteousness, hallelujah, Jesus, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Did y'all get that? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hey, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, in my closing, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believe in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. There it is again. Believe in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believe in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believe in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our eternal life, y'all, depends on what we believe. Did y'all get that? Let me say it again. Believe in the Lord. Our eternal life depends on what we believe. Oh, thank you, Father. Did you get that? I say that y'all get that. Hallelujah. Our belief, thank you, Jesus, depends on where we will spend eternity. Oh, that is so good. That's awesome. Lift that dish, y'all. Our belief depends on where we will spend eternity. Hey, somebody. Hello, somebody. Under your Sunday. Hello, your city. Your Koba. Sunday, your Kosha. Our belief depends on where we will spend eternity. Oh, Jesus. When we leave this world, this is what I want y'all to hear because I'm closing. When we leave this world, it is not over. I say when we leave this world, it is not over. Listen to me. Don't be that King Agrippa. After Paul spoke the words of truth and sovereignness, the Bible says in Acts, hallelujah, Jesus, 26th chapter, was it 27 through 28? Thank you, God. King Agrippa, y'all remember him. King Agrippa believed it. Died the prophet. He said, I know that thou believest. Oh, thank you, Father. The 28th voice. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Did y'all get that? You almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Hallelujah, Jesus. Almost persuaded me to be a Christian. In 2 Chronicles, oh, God, Jesus, help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In 2 Chronicles, 20 chapter, verse 20 says, believe in the Lord, your God. Believe in the Lord, your God. Hey, somebody. So shall you be established. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believe his prophet. Hallelujah, Jesus. So shall ye prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be that King Agrippa, I say. Don't be that King Agrippa, I say. Don't almost believe. Listen at this. Don't almost believe. Believe. Hey, Jesus. Believe in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Trust in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to go back. Don't be that King Agrippa, I say. Don't almost believe, but believe. Somebody need to believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. You ought to know that word. You ought to pass on the airways and around the world. You need to believe. If that's you, lift your hand and say, I believe. I can't see you, but I can see you in the spirit. Lift your hand and say, I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 How many of y'all out there believe in the Lord? Go ahead on and lift your hands. I can't see you, but I see you in the spirit. Lift your hands and say, I believe. I got both of my hands lifted up right now because I know I'm a believer. I am a believer. Hey, I'm near your son. Yes, Lord. Yes. I am a believer. I am a believer. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. How many believers we have out there? If you're not a believer, you need to believe today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your word that went forth today. And you say your word will not turn back to you void, but it will accomplish that which pleases you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it is going to prosper where to it is sent. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the word. And I hope somebody got today. I praise Jesus for you, and I glorify the Lord, and I magnify his name, and I love him. I love him so much. I've fallen in love with Jesus. Like the songwriter just said, I'm falling in love with Jesus because he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. And he loves you. All those who are listening at me today, Jesus loves you. I say he loves you. When I think about that and I just look at it, I say, Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I praise you, Jesus. Magnify your name. Glorify your name. And I thank God for you. I thank all those that
yes,
listen
God.
In today. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, I'm a believer. Praise the Lord. Ooh,
hallelujah.
What a word. What a
hallelujah,
word. Glory
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
believe.
Praise the Lord. Believe.
Believe on the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And be saved.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Man,
ooh,
God,
what a word. What a word.
Come here today on this
thank
platform.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, glory, glory,
praise
glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory,
ooh,
glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise him.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
beautiful.
Jesus.
Love
thank
you, love you, love you. Ooh, love,
love
you,
too.
Love you, love Jesus.
Love you, too.
Ooh,
I love you.
Love you. Ooh, praise
love
the Lord.
You
ooh, love
you.
Just, yeah. Good
ooh,
afternoon. Good afternoon, family. Good afternoon. What a word, what a word. Good afternoon, family. I'm your host today, Minister Terry, here with What's the Word. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Today, family, I'm going to be speaking on intimacy with God and Christ Jesus. When we say God and Christ Jesus, we know they are one. John 10:30 tells us, I and the Father are one. Amen. What is intimacy? Familiar and affectionate and a loving personal relationship with another person or a group. Closeness. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. When we think of intimacy, family, most of us, we think of the opposite sex. Am I right? Today I'm speaking of intimacy with the Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus. Our Jesus. Our Jesus, this journey. This journey is a lifelong family. Enjoy the process. My scripture reference today is Psalm 78:28. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, and I may tell all of your works. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, he is my refuge. I take him personal, family. I take him personal. I have a relationship with Christ. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. No husband, no children. I have an extended family, but I have these. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I am never alone. Ooh, glory be to God. You have to just believe. It's so good just to know Jesus. What a friend we have in him. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I tell you, family, we serve an almighty God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The family, the Heavenly Father, he's available to each and every one of us. But what we must do, we must access him. We have to access him. And I must, family, we must. We must make him the top of our must-do list. We all have a must-do list. We have to make him our very own personal one-on-one relationship with Father God and Lord Jesus. John 30 says, they are one. Amen? There are some steps, family, that we must take, steps that I am taking, making it personal, daily, constantly sin with Father God and Christ Jesus. Amen. When we first become saved, we are so infatuated in love and desire more. We're like we're on a high for Jesus. Family, we must continue with that and become more intimately in this relationship with Christ Jesus. Loving God, loving Lord Jesus with all our heart, all our soul, and with all our mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Feed your fire. Be on time with him to know him and to know Christ Jesus. We find time, family, for everything and anything under the sun and what he has said. Amen? We must find time for him, time for his son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your time may be early in the morning, late at night, throughout the day, but we must find time, alone time, to be with him, to be intimate family. Thank you, Jesus. Spending time with him in his word and in his prayer, we begin to be more intimate and know what the Heavenly Father desires of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We can pray with him, family, day and night, and night and day. Prayer, conversation, fully submitting to him in prayer and listening to him for his will, for his plan, and for his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What an almighty God we serve. Trusting and believing in God as a source of everything, family. By the amount of intimate time spent with Father God. Thank you, Jesus. The time we spend with God will grow our faith. Thank you, Lord. James 4:8 tells us, "Draw near to God, and God will come close to you." Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cleanse your hands of sinners and purify your heart. You double-minded. We have to get rid of that. Rid ourselves of sin, family. Rid ourselves of sinful nature, surrounding, and sinful environment. Amen, family? We must also talk with God. We have to talk with him. He must be the first and the last conversation of our day, the day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice over your circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus woke me up this morning, started me on my way. To do his will, not my will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him, family, when you wake up. Thank him just for opening your eyes. He didn't have to, but he did. Thank you, Jesus. Now that's love. That is love, and that's a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We can have conversations with him, family, throughout the day, anywhere and anytime. Hallelujah. Talk with him in our nightly prayer, thanking him for a beautiful day. No matter what the day was, just thanking him. Be thankful and grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praying, family, and listening and following his instructions. We have to listen. Sometimes we pray so much, we fail to listen. We have to listen because God is trying to tell all of us, each and every one of us, something personal. And I want to receive what he has to tell me. Thank you, Lord. family, we must trust in God. Trust in Him as the source of everything. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs 3:5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Trust in His words, His way, and His will. You know, family, leaning on our own understanding can get us in a whole lot of trouble. That's personally, I mean that too. Trusting and believing in Him, faith in Him that He shall do as He has promised. He shall do as He promised. We serve an almighty God, and He stands on His promises. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, the Heavenly Father, He is glorified when our faith does not waver. When our faith does not waver despite our trials, when our faith does not waver despite our circumstance. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Trusting and believing in Him, all things are possible. With Him, I'm making it personal. I can do all things. Without Him, I can do nothing. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we must trust and believe that every word of His word, we must trust God that we are free, free of sin. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. John 8:32 tells us, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, I love you, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus paid all our sins on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Family, sin disrupts our intimacy with Father God. We have to make sure we rid ourselves of sin, and He will not have intimacy with unholiness. He just will not have intimacy with unholiness. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I am not perfect, but I am living the Word of God to make right choices, not choices. Sometimes we make the wrong choices, but when we start making right decisions, ooh, thank you, Jesus. To make the right decisions just to remain, finally applying His true living word to my daily life. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have fallen short of His glory. But we can't keep falling. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But I thank God. I thank God I'm not who I used to be. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Because I know God is not finished with me. Make it personal, family. He's not finished with you either. I know His plan and His purpose is bigger than mine. Ooh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray, family, in His Son, Christ Jesus' name, that I continue to make time for Him. Not an option. It's my priority. I pray that I continue to pray and talk with Him on all decisions. I pray that I continue to trust Him as the source of everything. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And family, pray that each and every one of you talk with Him, trust with Him, and spend time with Him. Make time with Him to be your personal, intimate relationship, your personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, we serve an almighty God. He deserves our best. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He gave us His best. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, family, my hallelujah belongs to Jesus. Family, We must have a hunger and a thirst to be more intimate with Father God and Lord Jesus, my Savior. Thank you, your Savior. With the living water and his daily bread, we shall never thirst and we shall never hunger. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even Jesus went 40 days without eating. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When you believe, ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When you believe, the best is yet to come. This is not my will. This is the will of God, fellas. Trusting and believing, ooh, and God is the source of everything, and not leaning on my understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, glory be to God. Be in a relationship. Be in a relationship with Jesus. Ooh, the best relationship probably ever had. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Share him, family. Share him. Some people, most people, some, I'm not saying most, some people, and I was one of those, didn't realize and know how much God loves us. He loves us unconditionally. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Many of us don't know his word. And when we don't know the word, we don't know his love. We don't know his promise. We don't know the truth. I tell you, God stands on his promises. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm taking the word the more I can. I don't know every scripture, but I try and go to the scriptures, and when I hear them, I go to them. The beautiful sister gave scriptures today. And you go to them. The ones you relate to, you begin to memorize them. And you see the life. You see life differently through the word of God. Oh, I tell you, family, make him intimate, make him personal. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Spending time with him, trusting him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, I tell you. Oh, family. Today is Friday, the day the Lord has made. Rejoice. Be glad in it. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Love you all, family. God bless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come on, everybody. Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room. Open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place. Your simple song.
Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh,
oh.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.